How's it going?
Once again,
yeah, we're at the
wonder
now. The wonder
of cell phones.
Something by Beethoven, I think.
For all those emergencies.
Excuse me. Is this by Beethoven?
When I first came to Canada in 1999,
I noticed people on their cell phones.
People can tell you a story without actually telling you a story.
I feel a little embarrassed that I have to overhear people's conversations on the phone all the time. I only hear a soundbite of the conversation.
And their voices, I don't know why, always go up in the end. Like, yada, yada, yada.
I feel a little embarrassed that I have to.
You know?
I read this book about being Canadian. It said, only people in Newfoundland have sex. Everybody else just talks about it.
So did you tell him we're bisexual? Yeah, I was just wondering how things were.
Everybody else just talks about it. I only hear a soundbite of the conversation.
The habit of how we talk. It's all engraved in our society.
The music
is a soundbite. We don't have any knowledge anymore of music. All we know is.
Which ringtone defines me as a person? Vivaldi's Four Seasons? Beethoven's Fürlied? Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik? Or his 40th Symphony in A minor? 40th Symphony? Oh wait, I mean Symphony.
And the funny thing is,
it's a soundbite society.
People, they never even get around to go to a few classical concerts in their lifetime. They've never heard it all. It's just our society based on a soundbite. It's a soundbite society. What would happen if people actually knew?
Why are people always using those pop classical tunes? And what are they, really?
Simply attempts to replace classical music masterpieces.
You know, everybody, everywhere. Beethoven, Mozart, Beethoven, Vivaldi, Christina Aguilera, Mozart, Vivaldi, Beethoven. It offends me in a way. It offends me, yes, that classical masterpieces like that are exploited and reduced to mere sound bites.
I mean, I love classical music. There was a time that I knew every Beethoven's piece by its opus number. And I knew some of Mozart's too, but Beethoven was my favorite.
I know! I think there's a rule about classical music. It's like it would get old, crappy, and ugly to enjoy it.
It's not
about
what happens
to you.
When I was little, I always wanted to be a symphony orchestra director. I did air conducting. It was fun.
And then they told me you have to learn at least 2 instruments and piano. And then they told me you have to learn at least 2 instruments and piano.
The air cello, you know, like the air guitar. I don't know if I'm good. I guess I'm
not. I love music. I love cello. I love how it sounds.
That's it.
Yes, I did some music when I was young. Piano, yes. But I think I've gotten much better since I kind of kicked the notes, since I decided for myself that it doesn't matter if it's not perfect. Whatever I'm playing, if it's not a perfect chord, it just adds to the music. Yeah, music is not linear anymore. Song, or maybe their own voice. I mean, what's the point of developing more truthful 4 bars of a classical piece, since the point of it all is that you interrupt it. It rings for you to pick it up. They're developing this new enhanced frequency content ring styles, but really, do you need the full experience of Mozart's piano concert in A minor if you're gonna interrupt it in 2 seconds? See who's calling you.
Speaking of interruptions, would you mind keeping it down? I can hardly hear my conversation.
Excuse me?